Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Coach's Show, Ken Adelblue, along with Yellow Jacket women's basketball coach Kevin Wooden. And today we're going to be talking about what happened this past weekend as Montana State Billings took on Metro State at Alturowitz Gym, and also be talking about the big road trip coming up, three games on the islands in Hawaii, and also a couple of games after that before they return home January 7th against Great Northwest Athletic Conference foe Northwest Nazarene. 65-61, Montana State Billings came out on top this past Saturday. Kevin, this was a very tough game.
Yes, it was. It was real tough. We got a little lead right away, but they caught us pretty soon into the first half, and then the second half was just kind of a slugfest. Both neither team could really pull away, and kind of went down to the wire, and it was just real nice to come out on top in a close game.
I think we're starting to see how teams are adjusting to Montana State Billings, you know, and I think it's something you probably expect against most teams. Most teams are probably going to try to slow things down against you. Obviously, when you're a team that's averaging over 80 points a game and you've scored in the 90s already numerous times this season, I suspect going in, you realize that from a tempo standpoint, the teams are probably going to try to slow things down, and certainly Metro State, it appeared they attempted to do that with you.
Yeah, I think they did. They're pretty patient. That's just the way they play. But, I mean, we would have been in our normal 85 points or higher if we would have shot the ball well. I mean, the first half we shot 9 of, I think, 26, and for the whole game we shot 35-36%. So we had our looks, and if we would have converted a lot of the shots that we normally make, I think we would have had, you know, at least 12 to 15 more points. So the tempo wasn't terrible. It was a little slower than maybe normal, but I think it was more just us missing some shots that we normally make. But Metro's a very good team and played very hard against us. And like I said, though, to any time you come out on top in a close game, I think that's important for your confidence.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note, too, that MSU being known to be a pretty good shooting team. The simple truth of the matter is I don't care how well you shoot, there are going to be nights, even at home, where you don't shoot well. I mean, that's just a given. Shooting is sort of the one thing that you don't really have any control over. Certainly, you can, you know, control how you do defensively, I think, to the boards to some extent. And certainly from the standpoint of the free throw line, that's the one time when you really, truly have total control. But shooting just kind of comes and goes, and when you find a way to win, that's always a big deal.
It is, and we did that. We were able to play our best maybe of the game, the last 3 minutes of the game, executed and made some crucial free throws and came back from a deficit to win. So I'm taking nothing but positive. Like you said, there's some nights you just shoot it a little better than others, but we were able to find a way to win, and I think that's what we need to stress with that game.
Alyra Carpenter obviously averaging well over 20 points a game, and she had a huge night the other night against with 29. The only score in double figures for you. The reason I bring that up is I think one of the reasons you've been in the 80s and 90s this year is obviously you've got the 20 points or more out of Alyra, but you've had great balance as well. But the other night, that wasn't so much the case. Again, was that, you think, something that Metro State tried to take away from you? Maybe they just realized, you know, I know everybody's keen on Alyra. I mean, that's obvious, but do you think that some teams, maybe they took a little approach of maybe we'll just try to stop everybody else and not let Alyra beat us that way?
I don't think so, because they guarded her with what I would consider their best defender and really locked down on her. She didn't get a lot of free looks. She really had to earn her points. She did get a couple transition basket threes, but she got to the foul line. It was a very physical game. She scored in a lot of different ways. So it was really a pretty balanced attempts from a lot of our other players. We had a little bit of foul trouble with Chantel and I believe Kayla Ryan, so maybe their shot attempts were down. But I just thought a lot of people had it. We just didn't shoot very well as a team that night. And again, we came out on top, so that's really all that matters.
Get kind of lost in the fact, though, when you take a look at some of the overall numbers. Chantel Marcus, you know, it was a little bit surprising at the end. You looked at it, and, you know, that was actually a pretty solid night. She had 9 points, 7 assists, and you know, and of course she had a number of rebounds too at 7. So that's a very solid night from the guard position.
Yeah, Chantel every night will affect the statistical column because she can do so many things, whether it's block a shot, get steals, rebounds, etc. She will definitely contribute to our performance. She's one of our best players. And she did have to sit some minutes in the first half with some early foul trouble. She had two really early. I could have left her in, but I did take her out for a few minutes. And that hurts a little bit maybe with her just how she adjusts the game. So when she did go back in, I thought she was a little bit tentative more on defense, which I expected, but we did talk to her about still being aggressive offensively, and I thought she played a very good game despite the foul trouble.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Zella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Photo Design, Denny Menholtz Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We will be back with more of the Coaches Show coming up next.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Ken Adelou, along with the head coach for the Lady Yellow Jackets, Kevin Wooden. 65-61 win over Metro State as Montana State Billings improves to 4-2 on the season. Kevin, as you're getting a little bit later into the season, obviously teams get a little more tape, and I know that you make some adjustments, with the teams that you're playing. A couple of the teams, obviously, one of the teams you've already played twice, and you'll be seeing this Metro State again down the road as well. What sort of adjustments do you think you're seeing from other teams as you get a little bit deeper into the season?
I think they'll just tweak. If they're a lot like us, you'll just kind of tweak some things defensively. With a set play or two, put in a different option on how you can enter it. It might have similar screens or change the angles of a screen, etc. Personnel can always come into play, whether somebody's injured or maybe at this time after so many games you have a freshman or two or a young player that's becoming more into your top maybe 8 or 9 rotations. So there's a lot of things that'll be a little bit different the next time when we go and play both Metro and Pueblo down there. Playing somebody the second time in the same year, is difficult, but it's the same challenge for both teams. So in a lot of ways, it's really fun to see if there will be anything major. You could throw a whole new look. You could throw a whole new zone defense or a gimmick defense against them and see how it does. But whether it works or not, that just has to play out in the game.
Couple things that really stand out about this last victory over Metro State is 65-61, obviously a lower scoring game than we've been accustomed to from Montana State Billings, but you get 29 points, as we already mentioned, from Alira Carpenter, but you did outscore their bench 15-10. Now, in a low scoring game, 15 points off the bench, 15 points doesn't seem like a lot, but I'll tell you what, in the end, there you go, there's the difference.
Yeah, it was. That's almost 25% of our scoring, and when you consider that some of our other starters weren't shooting very well, besides Alira, it even becomes more important. So you just have to, throughout a long season, find different ways to get it done that night, and you can't expect to score 90 points every time you play. So we don't care how many you score, whether the game's ugly or pretty. We just want to come out on top, and we were able to do that, and I was real proud of our players for their performance on Saturday.
I think there's certain things you look at, over a game, and certain things concern you if you have poor defense or what have you, or if you're not getting the good shots or if people are lazy. Certainly that was never the case the other night. It was a very hard-fought game. One thing that I think was a little bit surprising was the fact, and you mentioned it at the end of the game, you made it more interesting than it could have been because you didn't really hit your free throws very well, only about 57.7% for the night. That's more of an anomaly, isn't it, because this is a team that typically shoots free throws very well.
Yeah, we hope so. We've actually had a couple games where we've struggled, and at both times at home. So two of our worst performances at the line have really been in our own gym. So it's not something we talk about. We continue to work on it, but I just feel that it's just when it's your time, you have to go up there and deliver. And we're not going to really fret about it or anything. And just hopefully it takes care of itself.
Let's talk a little bit about, obviously, a lot about the upcoming trip. You know, I was joking around with Alira Carpenter after the game. You know, oh, we feel so bad for you. You got this tough road swing ahead of you, but, you know, you've got three games in Hawaii. And it's interesting because, obviously, and we talked about it earlier in the season, the girls have earned it. And it's not just something that all of a sudden the administration says, hey, we're sending you to Hawaii this year. You know, I know you guys had to do a lot of fundraising to make this trip possible. And I'm one of those people that believes, you know, even at the college basketball level, that basketball should be fun and you should have a good time. Nonetheless, these are three very important games. And I remember years ago when Hawaii was in our conference, you know, typically it seems like we'd go down to Hawaii, they'd whoop us, and they'd come here, and then we'd beat them. So we just kind of split each and every year. Talk about that from a coach's standpoint. Obviously, this is almost a reward for the hard work for the girls, but at the same time, very, very important to win these games and to make a good showing. How do you kind of balance that out?
Well, that's a challenge that we're looking forward to. As far as the conference and the big swings, that was for men's basketball only, so I can't really speak to that because at that time, the Hawaii schools did not have women's basketball, and we were an independent in women's basketball. We've never really played these Hawaii schools before. The road trip, although it seems you know, you're going to paradise, etc., it's very long. Anytime you change, I've been through with teams when you change time zones more than a couple hours, it's really hard to get their system correct for game time. So that'll be one adjustment. Plus, two of the three games we play are in the morning. So we're looking forward to that, but we play three games over there, all Division II opponents. The first one will be at Hawaii Pacific at their court, and they are a much improved team. They lost two games last week, but they in the last 3 minutes at the Fairbanks tournament to both Fairbanks and University of California San Diego, who are both solid opponents this year. So I know that we'll have our hands full right away with that game. Then we'll take a day off, and when we take a day off there, when you're in Hawaii, we will do something fun or for the players, because that's as important, because it's just something that you won't get there again, you know, possibly the rest of your life. So we definitely want to do something together and fun on an off day. But then we play Shepherd University out of West Virginia. They return a lot of players. Last year they won 24 games. So we don't have common opponents. We'll exchange some film and stuff there. But it'll be a great experience to play another quality team there. And then we play a Chaminade team who on paper isn't doing very well, but it is on their island, so, and it's a regional game, so that'll be very important. But by that time, we just hope that the three games are successful, and we can stay injury free and really have a great experience both on and off the court.
Yeah, I think one thing that you've really got going for you this year, and talking to Alira about it, and the fact that you've got two very good senior captains in Alira Carpenter and Jen Smith, and I suspect this is one of the reasons why you want to have strong leadership at the captain position, is they can probably, you know, as equals, kind of talk to those girls and say, okay, now it's really time to get down to basketball.
Yeah, they provide great leadership, and not only just the two senior captains, but our other seniors in Caleb McPherson and Jaton Metters. All four of them they set good examples on how to act, how to play, and we're lucky to have them. And then they set the tone for the next group. So it will be a business with pleasure trip. We definitely will know when it's time to get serious and watch film, prepare, practice, etc. But in between games or practices, we're definitely going to sightsee and have a good time too. So we're very excited about the trip, but we understand the significance of it as well.
And the important thing about these next five games, and of course, when you come back to the mainland, you'll be heading to Metro State and Colorado State Pueblo, is your next home game begins GNAC conference play. So the clock is ticking. You got five games left before you get into GNAC play. So this gives you an opportunity to kind of shore those things up before you get into the schedule of your conference opponents.
It does. Hopefully, we'll come out of the next five with a few victories, or all victories would be nice, but just one at at a time. Of all the GNAC schools, I think we're the only one that plays an entire Division II schedule. So we will, when we get to the GNAC schedule, I think we will as be tested as anyone, and I think that's going to help us in the long run. Some of the other schools, you know, have played two or three different NAIA schools that are counting, so we have a chance, if we take care of business, that we should be able to have some great power points in the as far as scheduling goes. So we're just going to keep taking it one at a time, and we'll look forward to getting back in Alterowitz, you know, in early January.
Coach's Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Photo Design, Denny Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We'll be back with the third and final segment of the Coach's Show.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
Back with the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, Ken Adablu, along with the head coach for Lady Yellow Jackets, Montana State Billings, as they get set to head to Hawaii to take on Hawaii Pacific, Shepherd, and Chaminade. And then, of course, on January 2nd and 3rd, they'll be on the road against Metro State and Colorado State Pueblo. Taking a look at this Hawaiian triplets and, of course, the immediate trip after that, what do you see as the big keys, those things that you've seen up to this point with your team that you'd like to see them kind of shore up in terms of being successful on the road?
Well, one area, I just hope we get more healthy than we are right now. We have a lot of people that are banged up, plus, you know, we haven't been able to play Laura Jo Kipp or Rachel Hansen at all, and it's still... we still don't know the significance of those injuries. It's just kind of week to week. But if we can get healthier over the next couple of weeks, I think that would pay dividends for us in conference play. But we're going to have to just do what it takes to come out on top. We'll be in shooting in gymnasiums that we're not used to. But the other team, at least when it's Shepherd, won't either. So. The last time we played over there a couple years ago, we played pretty well, and we're looking forward to it. I think we're going to have to defend and rebound because, again, most teams have more size than us, and if we can do that, that sets up our transition, and we'll have an excellent chance of winning.
I'm glad you mentioned Rachel Hansen. I haven't brought her up this year because I tend to try to stay away from talking about people with injuries. But she was she's a player that the last couple of years, I know she's kind of had to kind of work in her lineup like everybody else. But she's a player with a lot of talent. I remember her when she played at Missoula Big Sky. And again, for a team that's already pretty deep as Montana State Billings is, boy, she would be a nice addition.
She would, especially this year when we play a little more up-tempo, and because Rachel's strengths are her speed and athleticism, and she has the ability to pressure the basketball, which we would really like to do. So I think she would fit in nicely with our philosophy, and we hope that we can get her back soon. It's just at this point we're just not sure.
All right, Coach's Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Photo Design, Denny Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins Family Restaurants, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributing, St. Vincent Healthcare, Jackets and Company. Kevin, I've been trying to talk Dr. Grand to sending the play-by-play announcer to Hawaii. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it, so I'm just going to have to be like everybody else and be extremely jealous of you. But best of luck to you on the road trip.
Thanks a lot, Ken. I appreciate it.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.